And now we have Jim Sinclair with the BC Government Employees Union with us to talk about what it means for his members. Jim.
Hi. So, by the way, I'm with the BC Federation of Labor, just so I don't have
BC Federation of Labor. Apologies on that one for you. But what does this mean for your members?
Well, I think that many, many, many thousands and thousands of them are very happy today. I mean, let's be fair, what this whole scheme was about, that was done in the back rooms between corporations and the government, was that they were going to pay $2 billion less, and we all ordinary folks were going to pay $2 billion more. And thanks to democracy and the will of people, that's not going to happen. And so we're going to have a fairer tax system, and we're going to have more money for schools and hospitals that we need desperately, and corporations are going to continue out of their record profits to pay their fair share. So it's a good day for British Columbia. No matter how you cut it, it's a good thing.
Do you think the government will recognize the fact that it needs to make these changes for the people of BC?
Well, I think they recognize it and have to make these changes. They don't have any choice but to make these changes. The sooner the better. I don't think people wanted to drag it on and drag it on because they're paying more than they should right now. This tax should never have been introduced. It should never have been put in place. And I feel for people who adapted to it, but don't blame democracy. You have to blame the Liberals for that because it was their fault, not only how they did it, but why they did it.
Jim, Brian Brenn here. Just a quick question to you. How do you, as the head of the BC Federation of Labor, answer the business criticism that this is going to be bad for business and bad for the BC economy?
Well, the PST for over 50 years, and businesses thrived. We made many, many millionaires. In fact, we got more than any other province. Businesses made billions of dollars. I think it's a classic argument that has no substance to it. They're not making major decisions on building mines based on the HST or creating jobs. And by the way, I'd say to my friends in business, and I have some, if you want a tax rebate from the people of British Columbia, if you want our members to pay more taxes, then at least show in concrete terms the jobs you are going to create. And we'll talk about that. I don't think it's wrong to talk about those, but to write them a blank check is what they wanted this time for $2 billion. There's no evidence in the last 12 months that jobs, you know, grew because of the HST at all. So really, it was a blank check that shouldn't have been issued.
Jim Sinclair of the BC Federation of Labor, thanks very much for taking time out of what must be a busy day for you.